Welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. This is a very special edition of Only Funny to Us. I am TJ.
I'm Ben. This is going to be a train wreck.
I'm Cliff. Yeah, I agree.
What?
What the hell were you?
Oh, sorry.
He's down there. He can't figure out which coffee cup he should pick up, the old one or the new one.
Or the one from 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I think it's on the right-hand side of him.
The one with the mold in it.
Again with the coffee. Tell him who you are.
Y'all know who I am.
Big Hot.
Sexy Pop.
Big Hot.
Sexy Pop.
For Christ's sake, say something.
Big Tootsie.
As in Tootsie Roll.
No.
Roll.
It's the first thing I thought of.
Tootsie Roll.
All right, so we're bringing in very special guests since it is Pseudo's Thanksgiving.
Post-Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
It's a Black Friday edition.
All the way from Wyoming, we bring in Sir Neil Watson.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right.
From the Grand Tetons.
And from here in Hartsville, South Carolina.
Which one?
Well, just say one. They're both sitting there and you're looking
Ashley
at them.
Hall.
Hey, it was
returning.
Returning to for another episode.
He said I was going to go with Craig first because he was new. Ashley was returning. God almighty.
And I'll let you introduce. And from Hartsville again.
Craig Allman, whatever.
Part of FX and Rocksky.
That's right.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, the old combo.
Part of what?
Steve was along for the ride on a few of these.
Yeah, that's right.
Outings.
As a matter of fact, one of the funniest times me and Craig ran, I don't know why it struck me so funny.
Going to Greenville.
We were on the way to Greenville. Crowley's in the backseat of my Camaro. And he had been quiet for a long time. And all of a sudden he goes, I mean, we're like halfway there on the interstate on 26. He's like, are we there yet? And Craig goes, yeah, step out. I almost wrecked the car. I started laughing so hard at that because it was just so dry. That was it.
Yeah, going. Bye. All right, well, should we go ahead and just tell the amazing thing that I just pulled off for the Hartsville Red Foxes?
That was good. Yeah.
We were listening to the lower state championships, Hartsville Red Foxes against the Marlboro County Bulldogs. Hartsville had a chance to win the game in double overtime with a field goal. They missed the field goal, and we turned the radio off.
All mad.
And just all ticked off, and I'm sitting there thinking, wow, this is going to be a great show now. We're going to talk about them losing. And just out of the blue, I was like, oh, flag on the play. Let's see what's going on. And as soon as I turned it back on,
Buster Freeman,
voice of the Hartsville Red Foxes, said, there's a flag on the play. And sure enough, it was roughing the kicker against Marble County. We end up getting another shot. We get it in. We win.
Still took three more downs to get it in from the five or whatever.
But the gallery was sitting here going, say I win the lottery. Say I win the lottery.
I wanted to buy into that, but you've been saying you're going to win the lottery for years, and it hasn't happened yet.
It's not going to happen.
There's a big game tomorrow you can talk about.
I am not new.
No, we absolutely will not.
What does a flag on the play mean?
It was flag.
It right? means your mother ran streaking across the field. And
which is a seriously? Huge, which is a huge what? Penalty against humanity.
Now that would be him streaking across the field,
yeah, with his mother
in tow.
Mom, get off my ankle! You said nobody would see.
Oh yeah. So anyway,
Steve, stop sucking the microphone.
Well, that answers that question.
Welcome to a Friday night with Steve. Gulp.
Next.
Craig and I are spared. We don't have microphone or headphones on. So.
So, Neil, tell us about the Great Tetons or Grand Tetons. Same difference.
Great big. What do you want to hear, Steve?
Are they grand?
How grand
are
they?
Tetons?
They're Tetons and they're grand.
Do you like all the snow on them?
Wait, is Tetons a code word for boobs or are those real
actually,
things?
Actually,
it's a French word.
It
grand
is.
Grand Tetons, big tits.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there you go. Settled by French fur trappers back in the 1800s.
When they were by themselves, like that. No women around. So
okay.
They decided,
hey.
Except for squalls.
Now, just a quick observation.
We've seen some squalls.
Craig's leaning in correctly. Neil, on the other hand.
Well, I don't want to get too
there
close
we go.
To
I know they
Craig
both tried
here.
To test the mic earlier and about ended up making out.
Craig's an attractive man.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
But he's wearing a hat, so he kind of pokes me in the brim if I try to get too close. We're safe.
They're sharing a microphone, by the way.
That's apparently the bumper zone.
And it's not what it sounds like.
It's called personal space.
Right.
They're not sharing a guy named Mike. They're sharing a mic.
Okay.
Now I do want to call this out because you've come here with your family for the holidays. And
they're not in the room, by the way. So
they are not in the room. So
we are editing this.
Yeah,
for $20. But y'all get out of the car. Now y'all are. You were telling me on the phone how much snow did you have before you left?
We had about 2 feet.
2 feet of snow. Okay, in the Grand Tetons.
That's the valley.
In the valley. Oh. Okay.
We had more up high.
Down in the valley.
Stop.
So anyway, but they get out here.
Flag on the play.
And him and his wife get out of the car. It's freezing.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's my wife.
Okay. And I'm like.
But just to add, since we've been here, it's snowed another 20 inches.
She said that this cold is different.
Is it different?
It is different.
Yeah. So when we get cold,
In what sense, though? I don't.
Wait a minute. Historical reference, just to throw it
okay.
in. Okay. Fort Benning, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
United States Army Rangers. The guys that go through in the wintertime are the only ones that get to sew on their ranger tab with white thread because the cold is so miserable down the south.
Okay.
Really?
Because of the humidity.
True story. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
We need to bring him on more often, our resident historian.
We can't ever find him. I know where he lives and can't find him.
He's never there. On the weekend.
Anybody seen Craig Hayes parachuting in the Rocky Mountains somewhere?
Now, I will say this. If it's like 18 degrees.
That's pretty cold.
And the sun's out, there's no wind. You go outside in short sleeve shirt, it's fine.
I would probably do that anyway.
I mean, you wouldn't stay out there all day, but it's definitely fine because there is a difference. Now, if the wind starts blowing, that changes everything.
How much does it have to blow for you to go
10 miles an hour? Okay. Yeah,
it's just like the difference between
I know
the southern heat and the heat out west.
Southern heat
in Arizona, it's a dry heat. Versus a humid heat. It's different.
It's like a sauna.
Because I say that here. Ooh, it's hot like a sauna in here. It's like 100 degrees out there. It feels like 70 degrees here.
I can see the next movie trailer right now. He's a cop down on his luck looking to try to find a break. Steve Crowley is Southern Heat.
I was gonna
ask Crowley if he's ever shoved a dollar bill into the waistband of a dancer named Southern Heat. Steve?
No, not the.
You never saw that dollar again.
I put it in that.
I put it in with my mouth.
No, not really.
Did they lick it and stick it to your forehead?
How'd they get it off?
I've never given a dollar to any dancer.
With their
not
chest.
A one, anyway.
Did he get it? I mean, she gets off with
Steve
her
gives quarters.
What? Yeah, I was about to say, Steve would be like,
please do
can
not
I get
throw
the
pennies.
Change?
Yeah,
exactly.
What I do is I take the quarter between my thumb and
flip the quarter, bing,
fling
Steve,
it at them.
Steve Crowley catching your cleavage. Bing.
Oh, Steve Crowley, the only guy that asked for change for a dollar at a strip club.
Steve switches out for Canadian quarters there. Oh. They don't look. He holds up a real quarter and switches out.
Those, 50 cents change back, please.
He does like they used to do with the old arcade. Cage, they would put a string on the quarter, and he pops it in there, pulls it right back out.
You got a dollar on a fishing reel?
Never tried that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway. Why did the brakes just hit all of a sudden?
Yeah, this bores me.
I'm selling Christmas trees.
Let's talk about that. I see a Facebook thing about you selling Christmas trees.
My cousin runs a Christmas tree lot. You know, he works at Marmac up in Macby.
Okay.
But at Christmas time, he goes up to North Carolina, buys all these trees, and comes back down here and takes most of December off just to sell the trees. It's called Hartzell Christmas Trees. It's on the corner of Caroline and 8th Street.
Right there, the whatever they call it. I always called it the junior high.
Yeah, it was Thornwell now.
The old junior high.
Yes, the old junior high.
Well, actually, that building is...
Best looking trees in
first
town.
First steps or...
And across from the old medicine shop.
No, but what is it now? It's
a crack house across the road.
Marvin Odom.
Actually, it's an empty.
The crack house is on the third floor.
Yeah,
first steps
right
on the bottom, junior high is on the second, and the crack house is on the third floor.
no one was allowed on the third floor.
That's true.
But it's not medical arts pharmacy.
Did you guys get the third floor?
No, huh? It was closed off.
We didn't even have AC.
It was closed off when I went there. Yeah, I did run upstairs one time and look down the hall. And it was just like vacant, you know.
I'm trying to remember. I remember going.
It was ghostly.
Going there for a little bit, but
upstairs on the third floor. When I was in junior high, it
wasn't open when we were there.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't open there.
Okay, no.
The whole place was like a penitentiary. They always said if you could make it through that junior high, the rest of your life was a cakewalk.
Yeah.
And that was our parents' high school.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it was my mother's.
Yep.
No, my mama went to, that's what it was. She never went there for high school because she went to junior high at the high school when they built it. It was the junior high. Then they switched them because that school was bigger. Right. So mama was there for 6 years, seventh, eighth, and then ninth through 12th.
All I know is they had some big windows.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm.
And they had those radiator heaters.
Oh, yeah.
And no AC. And
summertime's
but anyway,
I can still hear the floors creaking. Oh yes, when you're walking down it.
Come on down and see me. Buy yourself a tree. I'll be there next week.
If this doesn't get you in the spirit to buy a Christmas tree,
well, you know, pine floors in school.
Yeah, there you go.
These are fir trees.
Now they're Fraser firs.
Fraser firs.
From the mountains of North Carolina
in Ashe County.
Now, but I am going to come get a tree.
Okay. Well, good on you.
We are going to be moving.
Best looking trees in town.
Are you going to put up a tree and decorate it and then move?
Don't get
after the movie's going to
after the move. We'll
don't get the ones because
I'm not moving.
Pines.
Yeah, we don't have
anything. That's in balsams.
That's in balsams.
We don't have any things with dead things on it.
So I mean, and I remember, was it you and Sean worked at a Christmas
Sean
tree
did.
Place?
No, it was just Sean.
It was just Sean, but
Sean worked at an actual Christmas tree farm where they grew them and cut them down.
And that was out
somewhere over in Darlington.
Okay.
Because
I can remember going out there, and he had. I mean, are you doing this? Are you hand cranking them through the netting?
No, we have netting, but we don't put them through unless somebody specifically asked for it. We've only had two people out of like 200 trees if we sold so far that wanted the netting. One of them was a lady who just wanted the netting, and another one was a guy who was taking it to Charleston.
Oh.
He came to Charleston to get his tree from us.
Well,
because they're the most beautiful trees in the state.
And the name of the company is again?
You need to
get close.
Yeah, Hartsville Christmas Trees.
Okay.
Come on down, see Lee, Jackie, or any of the other guys.
Do you get commission?
I get paid.
I guess that's good enough.
Yeah, and if they don't sell trees, I don't get paid.
I didn't realize this was infomercial.
It's not. These are local events, Neil.
Local events. We're hitting local events first.
Speaking
of local events, Christmas trees.
Yeah. We also have wreaths.
Wreaths.
10-inch, 12-inch, 16, and on up from there.
Those are wreaths.
$15, $20, $30, and on up.
$15. And so you're open till?
They stay out to about 9 or whenever.
Well, speaking of other local events, coming up on December 5th, we've got the mayor's Christmas tree lighting downtown. And then the 6th is the big Christmas parade for downtown Hartsville.
Oh. What am I doing on the 5th? I got something going on the 5th now. I can't remember what it is.
You're going to be down there watching the Christmas tree be lit up.
I'm absolutely not going to be down there watching the Christmas tree get lit up.
And on the 6th, you'll be down there for the parade.
I might go down there.
I think he's getting some big news that the HIV test is coming in, right?
Not for me.
Not for you.
On the 5th.
No. I had that years ago for a life insurance policy, and it was negative, so I'm good.
And then he was like,
I wanted to frame that piece of paper. Yes.
How many years are we talking?
I don't know.
When was the last time you were here?
I don't remember the last time we were intimate, Neil.
Yeah. See what happened there? Just kind of spun right back around.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it happening.
I'm good at deflecting. I can take your words and use them against you. Just ask Steve.
That's why Steve didn't say anything in like 10 minutes.
I know. He's oddly quiet.
He's over there.
You know what he's doing?
Moving his feet around.
He's got his hand under that blanket, though. He's fishing around with his phone.
My feet are cold.
What are you doing with your feet?
I'm rubbing them together.
Like a cricket.
Yeah. Trying to warm them up.
Oh.
Somebody set Steve on fire and I'll warm him up.
So how was y'all's trip to the beach the other day?
Fantastic. It rained every day.
I noticed that your wife and son were both barefooted in the water.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the temperature of the water is probably
beach.
What?
In Wyoming. Come on.
Yeah, they're from Wyoming, dude. It's the beach.
It wasn't super cold. It was just wet. But
it was just wet. It's the beach.
Is that a measurement of cold?
Wet.
Wet. Wet video.
What?
We had to delete a lot of pictures.
Welcome to Friday Night with Steve.
Oh, dear God. All right. We had shared a story, whatever episode ago. But it was all of us, me, Craig, Neil, Crowley, at the beach.
Oh.
And we were playing quarters.
Oh, that.
And we were, me and Neil and Steve were using beer. Craig was using Jack.
That's how he rolls.
But there was a particular incident that took place. Steve was saying, I have to go to the bathroom. And Neil said, I have to go first. And left a corned beef brisket in the toilet.
Bastards. And you gave him a complex that we have to deal with today.
And then he comes back and he's like, all right, Steve, you can go. And as soon as Steve rounds the corner, he's like, wait. And then you hear a bunch of expletives from Steve because he found the floating corned beef brisket.
Or, you know, when that happens at my house and Steve,
he did
he'll go
that
in there
to me a couple weeks
and
ago.
And then I hear, Ben, God damn it! From down the hall, and I'm like, what is he talking about? You know, because I, honest to God, didn't do it on purpose.
A grown
then he comes
man.
Out standing in the hallway with his little
toilet.
Yeah, I forgot to flush the toilet.
Just to clarify, I was probably like, what, 20?
Yeah, were you aware? Yeah, great.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Hello,
exactly.
Local authorities.
We were freaking years ago.
Hang on a second. Local authorities, we were 20 and doing playing quarters.
What about the time we went to, okay. This is one of my favorite beach memories. We made some, what was it? Some kind of punch with Everclear.
PJ,
and then we
the stuff that ate through
it,
the styrofoam
through
cooler.
The styrofoam. It left a stain on the carpet. Ate through the styrofoam, and we're driving around the beach and we're drinking, and then we go to Rebecca Freeman's. Remember that?
Keep going.
Oh, Surfside. So we're out to take a leak.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't there, but I've heard this story.
Who was there?
It was me, you, and Scott Myers.
But there was somebody. Anyway,
it was.
Doesn't matter.
It was just the three of us.
So we're all taking a leak on the side of the house.
No. Hang on. You were taking a leak. I had taken a leak somewhere else. Because you were the one that was approached.
All I remember is I was looking at a brick wall, taking a leak, drunk. How old are we? 19?
I don't. He's probably 19.
And
20.
I look to the left and I see TJ. He's got this expression on his face. He's like, oh, shit. And I look to the right and I see Scott. He's got this expression on his face, like, uh oh. And I'm like, huh. So I zip up, turn around. There's a cop standing right behind me. I almost headbutted him. I turned around and I said, oh my God, you scared the shit out of me. And he's like, I should have scared the shit out of you. What are you doing taking the piss on this lady's house? Blah, blah, blah. So you go.
And so like, we're like panicking at this point. Let me give you our color. We're like,
this is one of my finer moments.
Here it comes.
And I said, we stay here. We lost our keys, and we're
no
worried.
Verification, no nothing.
Yeah, I said we're worried about our friends. This is Rebecca Freeman's house. We're worried about our friends. He's like, what would Rebecca Freeman's grandma say about you pissing on her house? I was like, I don't know. I lost my keys. And by the time it was over, I had him saying, well, you guys ought not just, you know, walk around and piss. And it walked off. Everybody looked at me like, oh, my God, I can't believe you got out of that.
Well, here's what I remember after that, because Scott was up on the upper. There was a deck.
So
there was
drunk.
An upstairs deck, and he had left his big cup of PJ up there. So we're like panicking, like, we got to get out of here. And Scott's going, I got to go back and get my drink.
Yeah.
We're like,
we're all
for real, they're watching
years
the
old.
House.
We're all 19 years old, drunk off our ass, and the cops standing, I mean, literally toe-to-toe with me, and we got out of that.
You know, we had to smell you fermenting, right?
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I mean, it
you
was...
Know, My one experience with PJ at the beach, there was a bunch of, I don't think anybody in here was with me because Cliff was staying up the road a little piece. Crowley was, who knows where Steve was.
I never went to the beach with y'all.
Well, that's probably a good, there's probably a reason.
But you remember, you always went to the beach with us.
Who yeah, that's what friends? It was. You were probably with them.
Yeah. Remember who your friends are, Steve.
That's right.
Yeah, Steve.
Keep two sets.
Remember who your friends are when he's living in Wyoming and you're at my house wanting to come in.
You're always welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Start walking.
He's going to be moving to Wyoming. Hey, guys, I'm moving
Grand
to Wyoming.
Grand Tetons, here I come.
I packed a bag.
We were staying at the condo, and we were at some condo, and one of the girls that was staying with us was going to make PJ. And she's like, I'm going to cut up this fruit. Does anybody want to help me? And there was four or five of us dudes just sitting around. We're like, no, nah, not really. We don't want to help. No.
Woman's work.
She's like, okay. So she goes over and she leans over and she starts cutting up the PJ. Well, one of the entrepreneuring young men, I don't know if it was me or Jack Dixon, I can't remember who it was, but they noticed she had on a tank top with no bra. Next thing I know, I'm getting an elbow.
Everybody's cutting fruit.
Yeah. In 5 minutes, there was five dudes standing around her helping her cut fruit.
Yeah, trying to
right,
cut their
we'll
fingers,
help.
Right? Nobody's looking at the
yeah,
fruit.
Yeah, nobody's looking at the fruit.
Don't cut ourselves.
There's probably a couple of thumbs slices in that batch of PJ.
When they're all done, it's like, you need to go to the store, get some more fruit, because, you know, it looks like
I need to get some Band-Aids anyway.
I think that was the trip where Sean ripped the windshield wipers off the girl's car.
Oh, God, we went through that. That was...
Yeah, we ran into her, and she remembered that.
Oh, yeah.
At the haunted house, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. And she didn't didn't remember who Sean was until you said, you remember he ripped the windshield wipers off your car? Oh, him.
Thanks for making awkward moments.
Why?
Because that's what we live for.
Oh, you're welcome. You got anything on your papers?
I don't have any papers.
Son of a bitch.
Are you really committed to this podcast?
Yeah. How committed are you to this podcast?
The only thing that was available to print up was Thanksgiving stuff.
Do you remember the deck of old maid cards we used
to Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh. How about this?
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Time out.
Pause. Oh,
wait.
Pause.
What?
Okay.
Stop scratching your beard.
TJ.
It itches.
Steven. Craig. Ashley.
Neil.
Now that we're all
do
here.
Do you remember some of the names of the old maid cards?
I do.
I remember one.
Oh, I remember one, too.
I don't remember any of them.
The real name of the card was Tumble Down Tess.
Tumble Down Tess is one.
But we changed it to Tumble Down Twat.
Tumble Down Twat. Heap Big Talk was one.
Oh, God.
And then we also had Diver Dan, which we called Dickhead Dan.
Where do I edit this stuff?
we could just go with Diver Dan.
What do I take out?
Diver Dan isn't no muff too tough. We dive it. Is that okay, bro?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Here's Cliff,
we label this one explicit?
Yes.
Thank you.
Here's one of the things that I always remember about going to the trailer. Is we would always go down, Whoa. And by the time we got down there, it was dark.
Yeah, it was always dark.
The first thing we had to do was turn the water on.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Handing
spiders under the trailer. Who's going in?
Oh, my God. You had to take the lid off, and it was like, who's putting their hand in?
Okay.
And we're always
four
like,
or five grown-ass 20-year-old men.
Okay. To reference. You had to turn the water on.
Everybody's a spider.
You had to open up this... This plastic covering over
Crypt. It.
And there was a valve that was about, what did you say, about 6 inches down?
It
or
was
so?
Down, yeah, yeah. It was too far down.
He's seeing spiders all around it.
Well, you opened it up and there was nothing but spider webs in it.
I mean, it was like a
vapor came out when you opened this.
Did you ever see Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom? He had to put his hand in there. You had to
reach your hand down and turn the valve on as fast as possible just to get the water going. And then
and nobody remembers lefty loosey righty tighty. It's like a rite of passage. Who's turn is it?
We're all scared shitless at this point.
So when you get that done, you go inside the dark trailer, and all you can hear is shh, because it's the water starting to come through all the open faucets. Because you have to open it, you have to leave all the faucets open before you leave.
Oh my God!
You just hear shh,
And then you have to walk in this hallway, this all long the way to the, hallway. To the
it's like something out of Saw. I mean, you have to go through. The
look at Steve.
What in the?
What are you selfish?
He's using the camera to look at his beard.
No,
he's using his camera like
what
a
are
mirror.
You doing?
He's admiring himself.
I'm seeing why this right this one spot is itching like crazy. So I wanted to see if it was like red or something.
Something
whole,
landed.
The whole beard. Red. What do you mean?
It's herpes. You'll be fine.
It's where something landed on your face.
So anyway, so you have to weave through this maze, like yeah, you're going yeah. And there's like there's the first bedroom on the left that you have to go by.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pitch black dark. Yeah, yeah. You don't know what's in there.
Yep.
And then it was the bathroom. And then you finally made it to the back bedroom.
The back bedroom.
But then the fuse panel was at like the far end. It was like it's as far as you would
you
have
had
to
close
go.
The door to get to the fuse box.
Yeah. Oh, then you shut the door.
And you don't know what you're doing. You're just reaching in a fuse box.
Waiting to get electrocuted.
Yeah. And it was always stifling hot because it was summer.
It was always dark. Why do we always get there at midnight?
Because I guess we had jobs.
Because TJ was writing the schedule.
Because we're probably leaving after class or something.
No one ever brought a flashlight.
Nobody had a flashlight.
Even with his lighter. Indiana Jones.
And so we finally get down there and turn the lights on,
but then you have to make the pass back through the trailer to see if you pass
turn
any
on
killers
lights.
On the way in
and turn on the lights, and then you start drinking. And by that time, you're ready to drink.
And also, one thing we used to do is they had the soap opera magazines from like 1978.
Oh my god,
that was Neil's first porn.
that and the JCPenney catalog.
It was a soap opera magazine from like
Cosmo,
the late 70s.
Cosmo.
That was
Cosmo. Yep. But I remember
they had to dress off the shoulder. That's all it took.
It didn't take much.
Wow.
You know, I was 19. Did I mention I was 19?
Yeah. He was years away from it this time.
It's like it's been. He's like, I don't
if you
know.
Could squint, you can see nipple.
It's a good thing we did this on Friday.
You thought hard enough, you could.
I was thinking about going and maybe working a little at the Christmas tree lot tomorrow, but I'm not going to have time now.
You got a couple of days till Monday. Oh my god! But then there was the time because they call them palmetto bugs now. Those were cockroaches.
They're roaches. Yeah, they're roaches.
Where did the palmetto bug come from?
For people who don't want to admit that they got roaches,
yeah, they were roaches. Okay. But there was this one. That was running through the trailer that had to be, what, a foot and a half long?
You know, the only thing missing was a saddle. It needed a saddle.
And I remember Neil, it ran on top of the refrigerator or something, and he took a can of Raid and sat there and sprayed, and it mound up.
It got pissed.
It did.
It basically,
it
got
really,
pissed.
He sprayed a mound of Raid on it, and the thing walked out of it just kind of, brushed it off and kept on going, and Neil's like, "We're leaving.
We're leaving. We're going to the bar.
We can't
the
stay
beach.
Here.
We're going somewhere." No, yeah, no, totally. that roach was mad.
But the, well,
and there was also a spider that did the same thing.
Hell yeah, there was
in the hallway, and we sprayed it, and we came back, and the spider was mad. And he didn't. He was like, you know, if you're gonna spray me with something, spray me with something that's gonna kill me.
Yeah, like gasoline. Right?
Yeah, light it on fire.
Burn down the trailer.
Make it worth my while.
And then we stomped on it, and all the little babies. That were on the spider.
Oh, did y'all ever do anything else down there other than just stay at the trailer and drink?
Basically, that was what we did.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
They were getting laid left and right when they were.
Yeah, but it was just the three of them there.
Yeah, really?
Okay. Let's go back. We went down. The closest we got to hooking up. Okay. Is this going to be edited?
Wait. Is this when you going to get me some pussy and we walked home?
No. Oh, was this when you got mugged? Oh.
No, I got mugged too. That was another story.
Oh, we
got
to share that one.
Oh, that wasn't.
That's a good one. I wouldn't present.
Well, anyway, getting back. The closest, we went down and we picked up the three or four girls and we brought them back to our place. And we went back.
TJ's squinting like I wasn't there for this episode.
Do I remember this one?
You were there. You were driving.
He does look confused.
I don't know.
Keep going.
He always looks like that.
We went to the arcade and we picked these girls up. And we brought them back to have a party.
If you just said one thrown in the trunk, when you said three, I would never. No, I do remember this.
I do remember this.
That was another time I wasn't there.
And we got back to our place, and we had like...
That's what it was. I never remember. We were sitting there going, because Neil's like, yeah, we're having a big party back at my trailer.
I was building it up. I was building it up.
Tons of people there. So we finally, they're like, yeah, we'll go with you. We get them to go back to the trailer. And it's just us. It's like three guys ready to carve them up and wear their skin. I mean, it was it was terrible. And they're all like, where's the party?
After a while, they were like,
they were into it until their fucking first ropes crossed the floor. Like,
and they were out of there.
No, no, they were into it until they got there and they realized there was no party.
Oh, God.
And
it
then
was
we
terrible.
Went back and we're sitting in the bar. At, what was that hot dog place?
World
Sam's Corner. And Garden City.
Oh, my God. This is the worst. Go ahead.
And
this.
We're sitting there, and we're like, oh, yeah. We're like moping a little bit.
We were so close.
We were 1 foot in. And
this is awful.
Go ahead, T. You can say it better.
We're sitting there. We're like moping, and these girls, the waitress comes up. No, there was a couple girls that were like at the table behind us. And we were sitting there moping and moping. They're like, what's the matter? It's like, oh, man, we just struck out with three girls. That girl turned around and said, well, it looks like you're about to strike out with three more. Dang. Yeah, but I think our whole track history going down to the beach was nothing but
striking out.
Disappointing.
Yeah, failure. Now, who was it that we went to? We were at the Magic Attic.
Oh, God. Did you ever go to a wet t-shirt? No, what was the other one? No, what Magic Attic? What was the Mother Fletcher's wet t-shirt contest.
But now, who was it with me that we went to the Magic Attic? I want to say it was us.
It probably was. We always went to the beach.
And we went there like early. We hadn't even been drinking. We hadn't been doing anything.
Oh, yeah, and Ashley got kicked out.
Well, yeah, because you
that
were laying down.
That was a Mother Fletcher's.
Mother Fletcher's. Mother, yeah, yeah. He was laying down because yeah.
No,
we were
tired.
It wasn't
Mother Fletcher's. It was one of the
it was. I think it was called Atlantis or something like that. Yeah, I remember that.
Out of the beach is where I got kicked.
And they was tired because we
because you laid down
before we stayed up all night.
The power was out. Remember
something? Yeah, something had happened.
The power was out, and there was no music or anything. So Ashley, we've been partying. I mean.
Maybe,
hard.
We, weren't even maybe drunk. We had been drinking during the day, but it was
I don't think
daylight
we were drunk
we
then. Yeah, but,
no, but Ashley, we've been partying for like 3 days.
But yeah. Ashley laid down.
Ashley and the guy just innocently laid down on the couch. He said, you can't be doing that here. You can't be doing that here.
I mean, there was no warning. Yeah. I just laid down, and he's like, all right, just you're
from
out
what I've heard so far, y'all's partying consisted of getting shot down by girls,
many times.
Drinking beer, and trying to kill roaches with spray.
Yeah. That's right. No, that's
and
about what we did.
Out of bars.
Good God.
But it was a lot of beer.
But it was a lot of beer.
We'd always go down.
That's exactly my point. That's exactly what I was going to say. No matter how many times
at least
how many roaches we killed, there was a lot. Of beer.
At least with me.
And there was camaraderie. Come on.
Oh,
guys.
There you go. Okay.
I mean, we played
that
with
what they call it. Hey. Camaraderie. We sit around 25 years later talking about this.
And we played Old Maid, but we changed the name of the cards to inverted names.
You know what? You know what, guys? I took a dump in the toilet and flush for Steven. That's partying.
Now, I do remember us going to the arcade and playing pool and trying to be like badass.
Hey, at least when me and TJ went, we were trying to pick up hot Irish chicks.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that?
How'd that work out for you?
The same way as the rest of the show.
Yeah. Trying.
Didn't work out at all.
But I do remember I was
They're
driving the...
both married Irish girls today, right?
Yeah.
I was driving the Honda Accord.
No, you were in the Eagle.
That's right. I was in the Eagle Talon.
The Eagle Talon.
And we went,
and we thought maybe if we listened to
was that
to
the Eagle Talon would have had the little wood sign.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes,
that's the one that had the wood paneling.
I discovered that. Thank you very much.
No, you didn't.
Ben.
No, it was
Ben
me.
Discovered it.
It was me.
It was me.
It was me.
What, this okay, story, this story was in the podcast
here we go.
Yeah. Months
tell,
ago,
tell
and you,
us
were,
about,
you were there.
Tell us about
know.
When
tell
you...
Tell us the story.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't me. I don't know.
What a dumbass.
I know it wasn't you.
Anyway,
but I remember
irrelevant.
We went and we were picking these Irish.
They
folk
were staying
up.
At a hostel or something, dude.
They
like
were
dirt floors and stuff. It was terrible.
It was awful conditions, but they loved it.
Yeah, they did.
You know, for them, it had to be fantastic.
But people were looking at us. The rest of them were looking at us like, "Who the hell are these guys in here?" You know.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
we were looking at them like, please don't come out of this room with a knife and kill us.
Maybe they were a cult.
No.
They might have been.
They were there. They were all there working at hotels and stuff.
But we got them in the Eagle Talon, and the girl goes, and I had the CD player, and
she
I popped the CD.
You have
goes,
a very nice wood panel.
But she did. She goes, are you rich?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she thought he was rich.
You have fine oak panel.
That's probably
she went Russian on us.
Wait a minute. I thought they were Irish. Hey, I thought they were Irish, not Russian.
Eastern Bloc girls.
I don't know what accent this is. Wait, let's have Steve do an Irish accent.
I don't
accent.
Do accents
yeah,
very
well.
Yeah,
do the Irish accent, Steve. How would she have said it? Go on.
Y'all well, got very, nice wool.
Oh, that's a very nice panel you have there.
What?
It's a very nice wood panel.
We apologize to all our European listeners.
I lost. You had me at wood.
Oh, God. All right.
But we would always go down to Sam's Corner to the arcade and play pool yep. and act like we were the biggest badasses
oh,
around.
Yeah. We
and
got money.
It would take us 20 minutes to do one game of pool, and there was three of us playing.
I was going
to
say, nothing like a badass chasing the cue ball across the deck. Ding, ding, ding. I knocked it off
ding,
the table.
Ding, ding, ding. Sorry. I got it. Yeah. Sorry.
I hit it too f***ing hard.
I got to pull my pants back up. They're falling.
No, air hockey. How much air hockey do you play? Put an eye out with that.
Hey, if you want to know how cool we were, we killed it in air hockey.
That's how cool we were.
No, that's a manly game. I mean,
you know, the longer I sit here, the more I realize why you never picked up any women at the beach.
We were the most pathetic male creatures.
We were pretty bad.
Down at the beach.
Who thought that they were the coolest male creatures?
This is not going to get edited out. I don't care how much you pay. Neil had a bout of gas.
This is going to get edited out.
And he was like, Bo, I got an idea.
Did
we'll
he say Bo?
Girls over
Bo?
For directions and I'll just fart.
He probably did.
Bo, he did say Bo.
Did he say Bo?
He's like, I'll just call some girls over for directions and I'll fart and they'll pass out. We'll just toss them in the trunk.
So you've got roofie gas.
That's how desperate it got.
But
it would have worked. I'm telling you.
It would have worked.
It would have worked.
We had to wear special protective masks.
I was going
to
say, so what happened? He farted and both you passed out
yeah,
and
we ended up in the trunk.
You woke up a little cripple.
I woke up like, why's my butthole hurt?
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Back it up. How long you been in Wyoming?
16 years.
16 years. All right. Remember the first time we went out?
I do.
We all went, took the f***ing red eye, took all about 2 days to get there.
Yeah,
we got there, camped out, did a few things. Everybody's all ill because nobody got any sleep. We finally get some sleep. Everybody's feeling good. Neil's feeling a little frisky. We're in line at some little junk shop somewhere.
Oh, God.
You remember this? There's a girl in front of us. She's got
oh, my God. She's looking
pretty good, you know? But she's got a little pear shape. And me and Ashley had already seen her. Neil's late to the game. She's got a friend that's between us and the cash register. And Neil turns around on the sly, but says it where her girlfriend can hear. She looks pretty good. Got a big old ass.
And her friend heard that. Just look around at me and ask me like, classic Neil. I forgot about that. Awesome.
For the record,
she did have a big old ass.
She had a humongous. It was like one of those. Is this like Disney Pixel or is this real? It was a big ass.
This podcast is brought to you by Carolina. What is that?
Preparation H.
Select Club over there. Whatever was that whiskey on the table. And Sam Adams.
Oh, and Preparation
H. And the 1000 hertz beep tone.
God,
and the bear.
It's okay.
Do you remember the bear? Oh, yeah, I absolutely remember that.
I don't remember. Oh, the bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was our last day. Well, first, let me tell you about the first day, or maybe the first morning, because we got there at night. The first day, you know, Craig's, I don't think he's ever weighed 150 pounds. And Neil, when he went out there, was a slight young man.
Thinner.
And I, being me, have always been huge. So we climb up this butte, which might have been
Snow King.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1,100 feet. Well, okay. It's 1,100 feet from the ground floor.
Sounds like there's an elevator.
We hike this. You know, it's not rock climbing.
But the ground floor starts with 6,000 feet. Yeah, 6,000 feet to start with.
Right. And so it takes us, FYI, I don't know how long it takes.
FYI, Hartsville is 214 feet sea level.
Right, that's so true. My fat ass gets about halfway up, and I'm like, y'all continue on.
I'm done.
I didn't make it halfway.
Leave me. Go
said,
on.
What you said was, I'm too fat for this. I quote, I came back down. I was worried about you. I thought you, you know, had a stroke or something. You said, I'm too fat for this.
I'm fat for this.
And plus, the air was probably getting a little thin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the other thing about the bear, Neil was taking us to the airport. Which Craig and I were going home that day. And we rode through, I guess, the national park.
Refuge. Pretty close, yeah.
Okay. And so we make this corner, and it's like a damn parking lot. I mean, cars are parked on both sides of the road. And so we get out to see what's what. And there was a black bear feeding.
A large black bear. Yeah.
And I've got pictures of it that I've taken in sequence, and each one is it gets blurrier and blurrier
as you're walking backwards.
Well, I was thinking about when
there were actually more than one. There was like three. Remember?
Well, I remember that bear, and I remember the moose. We saw a moose.
Saw a moose. There were like three bears. And all of a sudden, we realized, we looked, we said, okay, there's one that way, there's one that way, and there's one that way, and there's a cliff. So we were kind of right in the middle there. And then they started climbing trees and collecting berries.
No, we were thinking, we can outrun Ashley.
Yeah, that's you ain't got to be the fastest, you got to be faster than the slowest. Yeah. Well, I was trying to think, when how did I meet you, Neil?
Grinder, wasn't
it? No, dude.
Yeah, it was either
neither ride
Bear
to school
or was, or Grinder.
Yeah. It was at the stripper club.
Adam for Adam.
Adam for Adam.
Bear for
no, you ended up needing a ride to school. I think you just showed up
I
at a party.
Not.
You showed up at a party. That's what it was.
No. We had a class together. I don't remember which class, but we had a class together. And you would pass out, have your head down on the desk for like halfway through the class, and you wake up and say something funny. And then we end up like meeting each other. I don't remember.
I remember when we first really started hanging out. You came to my a party at my house.
Well,
and it's when you had the Camaro.
Oh,
the tan Camaro.
I remember that
had the messed up flywheel.
The flywheel.
who was the mechanic that you used to take it to all the time?
Who's the mechanic?
His last name was Axton. I can't think
he
of his name.
He had a broken arm.
I don't remember that.
He had blonde
the
like
whole time.
Like real blonde,
long hair.
Oh,
Michael Axon, I think is his name.
No, but he had a nickname. He had a nickname. There was something that you called
Cooter.
Him.
Cooter.
It wasn't
exactly
Cooter.
What I was thinking.
Cooter. Let's just call him Cooter.
Crazy Cooter.
No, but anyway, but I remember like a fool, he said, I got to take my Camaro in. There's something wrong with the flywheel. Man, I got to take the bus. I can't believe I got to get up so early and take the bus. Oh, dumbass over here goes,
I'll drive
well, but where do you live? I'll come pick you up.
Across the lake.
Across the lake and then 30 miles that way.
It gives me directions out to God's country.
Almost what they call Chesterfield County.
You were on the line, son.
No, actually, I was on the line.
A mile and a half.
I'm serious. I mean, if you went further up that dirt road, you were in Chesterfield County.
You crossed the creek, you in Chesterfield County.
And I was like, yeah, I'll come pick you up first morning. He's like, well, you're probably going to have to get up about 6:30 or so if you're going to leave to get here in time.
Yeah, you know.
And I would get there. I think we had to be at school at like 7.
You could have said no.
I know. I could have. I could. But I figured it was only going to be a couple of times. 3-4 weeks later, I'm still picking loser up. And I would be running late, and he would come out, and he would be. One thing about Neil is he doesn't like to be late. You can be kind of anal retentive. And you came out one time kind of irate that I was running late. But then beyond that, he would come out if I was running a couple minutes late. He'd get in the car and he would stop and go, now listen, if you want to continue to get up early to go
come pick
me
up,
I expect you to get here on time.
I got a good one. I'm going to lead this off to Neil. Tell him about the time we got Scott drunk.
Oh, yeah, I'll just think about that with the brand new white coat.
Oh, the brand new white coat. And the brand new white sneakers. Scott Myers.
That was a good story.
I love that. Scott Myers. Rest in peace.
God. I know he was dead.
I hope that doesn't turn out to be like flag on the play.
Oh, God, yes.
Turn on the radio. Flag on the play. We go. Scott wanted to get drunk, and I had been drunk really well. Thanks to my buddy Craig.
Much like tonight.
Courtesy call.
Courtesy of Craig and Lord, what was it?
Lord Calvert.
Lord.
Oh, my.
Calvert. It was Christmas.
The day after Christmas.
Lucky.
We had 2 weeks off. And
oh, you can leave anytime, Steve.
And so Scott, he's like, I want to get drunk. And I've been drunk one good time.
Thanks to Craig.
No, one good time. I don't remember the first time I was drunk. Thanks to Craig.
That's the point.
And all I can remember is that when Craig and I and Mark, his buddy Mark, who went on to be Army Ranger and badass, when we were done, if you were taking an aerial photo, it would look like a crop circle. Because we had mowed down a half an acre of soybeans just being so drunk. So anyway, Scott wants to get drunk. And we're like, well, we got to get some liquor. It was whiskey. And so we're out on the road.
It was brown anyway.
It was brown and it was strong. And so Craig and I, you know, we're like, oh, let's get Scott. He wants to get drunk. So we were like, one shot for Craig, one shot for Scott. One shot for Scott, one shot for me, one shot for Craig, one shot for Scott.
You're seeing the pattern
here.
We started and ended on Scott.
We started, ended, and started again on Scott. Next thing you know, we had a good bit of whiskey left in the bottle, and Scott had drank all of it. And Scott grabs the bottle and slams it on the ground. He shatters it. He goes, woo! He goes, congratulations, Scott. You're drunk.
That's the rally, all that whiskey.
That's what you wanted. We got you there. We took you to the top of the mountain. I don't know how to get down. But you... And so all of a sudden, we're sitting there at the landfill.
Remember the wire?
Oh, my God. You're right at the landfill?
Landfill in Birdtown. It's where they just dug up stuff. And then people dump their shit in there. That's the rest of the landfill. And so we're walking Scott, because Craig and I knew where the wire was. They had a wire across the fence.
Just a cable.
It's cable. So we knew where it was. So we stepped over it, and Scott didn't. And Scott went down. That was the last time he got up. Next thing I know, he was rolling around in dirt. And
it was like red clay.
Red clay dirt. And then Craig goes, all right, see you later. It takes off. And I literally to this day remember hearing Craig's footsteps get further and further away.
And the further they got, you're like, the more screwed I am.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm stuck here with Scott. Drunk Scott. And he couldn't get up.
Come on, it was only like 35 degrees. He was a half a mile from the house.
It was about 35 degrees.
Half a mile from the house.
Half a mile from the house. And I was drunk myself. Let's just be honest. I had, you know, we were talking about one shot for Craig, one shot for me. I had some shots. So I decided either we're going to freeze to death or I'm going to get Scott back to the house.
I'm going to cut Scott open and sleep in him.
Yeah, cut Scott open.
Like a tauntaun.
That's when Neil looked at Scott and said, we can either cuddle or freeze to death.
Cuddle or freeze to death.
Let's
but
take
you can freeze
to
death on top of me.
Where's your hand?
So I had to drag him backwards for like a half mile. I drugged that guy backwards half a mile on a paved, you know, paved road.
He got no heels left on his shoes.
Yeah, with brand new shoes.
No, the sides. It was the sides. Around the sides. It had burned through. I am not lying. You can see his socks. It had burned through the sides because his feet were like this.
Oh, my God.
And I went back.
I got to find a way to keep this in here.
Figure it out.
And lo and behold,
got to.
My mom, my stepdad were still awake. I put him in the car. And
because it was like all of 9:30.
Yeah, we started at dark.
You were a wild man.
It was Christmas, day after Christmas. So yeah, we started at dark. So yeah, 9:30. They were still up. I'm like, oh my God, the whole car is shaking because Scott's freezing to death. And I'm like, oh my God, Scott's going to die. And I'm going to get in trouble.
I'm going to get in trouble.
So I'm out there in the yard practicing Scott's. He's drunk. I mean, we're talking drunk, so drunk that he missed 3 days of school.
Whoa.
Because of this.
Good gracious.
Yeah, no, literally.
Lightweight.
All right. Neil, it's been good seeing you.
Yeah. Nice visiting. Yeah. So I go, Scott, it's like one step forward, two steps to the right. We're out there practicing. Scott's like stumbling around. And we get close enough to where I think he can pull it off.
Now, just to reiterate, this is to get into the back door, two steps in, one step to the right to get to Neil's room.
Because it was right there at the back door.
It was right there. It's the first door. So we get on the porch and they see us and they come open and lock the door. I'm like, I'm pretty drunk myself. And so I walk in and Scott takes like two steps forward and then starts walking and walks right into the wall, bounces off the wall and falls face first into the room. And I kick his feet in and close the door. I'm like,
so I'm trying to get the rest of the body in the trunk.
I kick the rest of the body in the door. I close the door. I look at them, and I'm drunk. And I said, Scott's not feeling very well right now. They're like, they look at each other and looking at me, and I'm like, we dared him to swallow some Kodiak. He swallowed some Kodiak. He got sick. And they bought it for years.
They did.
And the next morning, we woke Scott up, says time for breakfast, and he was throwing up still. He missed 3 days of school. Well, crazy.
Craig, where did you go?
He went home.
I went to the house.
You left him.
Went
to the house like a baby. What are you talking about?
Craig only lived just around the corner.
Yeah, around the corner, half a mile away.
If you went down and you hooked around to the right, that's where you lived, right down there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Craig, that was the best.
So, TJ, what you got on your papers over there? Why not?
How about a palate cleanser?
Yeah, cleanser.
So we'll cleanse our palate
story
with the final pieces of the show. Let's do a couple of rounds.
All right.
Of Stump the Steve. Steve always likes to feel like he's smarter than everybody.
Right.
Because of that college degree.
So now it's,
I am smarter.
So it's time to play
Stump the Steve.
Hey, Steve, you ever been drunk?
Here we go. This is going to be all about chocolate. It's called chocolate-covered quiz.
You like chocolate, Steve?
Chocolate-covered quiz. You know, there's
Steve.
It's actually on our Only Funny Does Facebook page.
I'm just asking if you like what?
On our Only Funny Does Facebook page, there's a guy that's made, a pill or something that when you fart,
it
smells like chocolate. Yeah.
Thank you, France.
So here we go.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Question number one. Who's going to keep score?
Sure, who's sober? Who's right. Sober? Cliff.
All right. Chocolate syrup is the fake blood flowing through the famous shower scene of what Alfred Hitchcock film?
Psycho.
Oh.
That is correct. Psycho.
All right, Steve.
Very nice.
Go. Good job.
Number two. What is the only U.S. state that grows cocoa trees to make chocolate?
Aren't those cacao trees?
Cacao trees.
Are they cacao? Okay.
Dyslexic.
I am.
I know.
I would think Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, he got
no.
it. He got it.
Are you
I'm
sure?
I'm not sure, but that's my answer.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was trying to get him to screw up. Yes, it's Hawaii.
Well, of course you were. I mean, that's... Are you sure?
All right. Number three. At 24 pounds per person annually, which country's citizens chow down on the most chocolate? At 24 pounds per person annually, which country's citizens...
Iceland.
chow down on the most
Greenland.
Chocolate?
Denmark.
Don't know why I want to say
Los Angeles.
Birdtown.
Birdtown.
Birdtown. Come on, Crowley. Dang.
Australia?
Yes, that's right.
Is that your answer?
Oh, Jesus. Yes, that's my answer.
All right, well, it's wrong.
Yeah,
Switzerland.
Come on, Crowley. Swiss Miss Chocolate.
Come on.
Okay. Dark chocolate contains flavonoids.
Dark chocolate.
That are...
Oh, God. That are flavonoids.
That are known to protect the health of what bodily organ?
The prostate.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
That's why he has
Damn
trouble.
It.
That's why he has trouble peeing.
That's why he has trouble with his prostate.
He's been,
it's the
why
heart.
Why does it hurt when I pee? He's been eating all this dark chocolate for years and he still can't pee.
Mouthful after mouthful. Hand over fist.
You.
Oh,
damn, that was close.
Thank you, Newcastle Brown Ale.
Oh, jeez. All right. That was number four. All right. All right. Question number five. This is a two-parter. All right. You might be able to save yourself.
Okay.
Concentrate.
Wanting to whip up something special for patrons of her Massachusetts restaurant, Ruth Wakefield cut a semi-sweet chocolate bar into her cookie dough and invented what in the 1930s?
Oh, my goodness.
It's got to be a snickerdoodle.
How is that two parts?
It's creme brulee. Come first. On. You know it. It's creme brulee.
What was the question?
Some chick in Massachusetts put chocolate in her...
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
And invented what?
Chocolate chip. I guess.
Oh, chocolate chip what? Oh.
That's wrong. It's chocolate chip cookie.
What a doofus.
Chocolate chip.
Cookie.
She didn't invent the chocolate chip, just the cookie.
Well, that's what I meant. Chocolate chip cookie. Oh, well,
why didn't you say that?
Say that?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'll give Steven that one.
All right. Bonus. Here's the second part.
Wow.
Name the restaurant in which she did it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
This is just like the game show skit.
This is Dude, I can answer this.
This is TJ's terrific trivia.
Seriously.
Ruth Chris. I don't know.
How about Toll House?
Toll House. Dumbass.
He's an idiot.
I don't pay the attention toll to house chocolate in. Chip cookies. I don't even like
hey,
chocolate
that,
chip
where's
cookies.
Where's that degree really from anyway? Phoenix?
Bob's College.
Yeah, Bob's College.
Society Hill Institute of Technology.
All right. Well, let's try this one, okay?
All right.
This round is called Gone to Pot.
Okay.
Gone to Pot. You can find a pot and all the answers.
Okay.
All right. What popular face-changing toy debuted in 1952 and is based around a plastic tuber?
Oh.
Genius. Come on.
I mean, I've already got it.
Yeah.
God, the look on his face.
They
is
used
like
real it, ones it, first. They just sold the face pieces.
Oh, what's
nope.
Mr. Potato Head.
Is that Finally. Your answer?
Yes.
There are loads of hints.
Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, really. After we basically gave it to you. Yeah.
Gave it to you.
All right.
Booyah.
This optimum desirable spot on a tennis racket, bat, or golf club is just so sugary. What is it called?
Come on.
Come on, Steve.
Oh, seriously?
What? You know it as a club you go to.
Is this the smartest guy in the room?
Yeah, it's the name of the
one
club.
One of your clubs out in Lexington.
You go to in Lexington. It's the sweet spot.
He just gave me the answer.
Why did you give me the answer?
Because you never got it. Just go on to the
I don't know anything about sports. I don't know why you even asked me that question.
All right, here we go.
But you know about the sweet
pot. Pot's in the answer.
Sweet and dark chocolate.
Spot.
All right, here we go. Nine-letter word describes an assortment of things or a mixture of dried flowers, petals, herbs, and spices.
Potpourri.
Very nice.
All right, Steve.
Potpourri. Nice.
All right. They look like pigs, but these plant-eating African mammals are more closely related to whales and porpoises. What are they?
Pot's in the answer.
I know.
Weed's in the answer.
All right, they look like pigs, but these plant-eating African mammals are more closely related to whales and porpoises. What are they?
Jesus.
Gaped open mouth is not the answer.
All right, just give me the answer.
That's wrong.
Wait a minute.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
This is too hard.
Have you ever said that before?
Only when talking about dark chocolate. So the side... And finally, the side of a right angle opposite the right angle is called what?
The hypotenuse.
Very nice.
Right, Steve. Way to go.
I will actually forgive the hippopotamus for getting the hypotenuse.
All right.
Should we do another one?
No.
I think we're done.
I think we're good. Let's wrap it up.
But we didn't get to talk about any more... drunken nudie broad games.
Broad games?
Board games.
Well,
Steve, I will give you the hippopotamus since you got hypotenuse. I was very proud of you.
Thank you.
That was another couple of episodes of Stump the Steve.
It's time to close the show.
It's time to wrap it up.
Neil and Craig's mic has gone flaccid.
It went limp.
I want to thank Ashley and Craig and Neil for making a special appearance. Neil making
the longest trip we've had so far to the podcast.
I did not come here for Thanksgiving. I did not come here for my grandmother.
Black Friday, that's what he was
doing. I did not come here for Black Friday. I came here to spend time with my friends.
Oh,
what time are you going to their house?
Yeah. Do they expect you?
Are you going there after you leave here? Or?
Yeah, it's getting kind of late. Are you going yet?
They're leaving the light on. My GPS went out. I couldn't find them. And I saw you guys were here. And I thought you might have a beer.
The front porch light was on, so I came in.
I followed tail lights.
I saw the blue lights from the distance. Nonetheless,
he came in right before the roadblock. So that's how nonetheless, we found it.
Good to see you guys.
You too.
Well, it's good. I'm glad you came.
And
All right.
You now hold the record for the longest distance travel to appear on the podcast.
Now we need somebody from out of the country.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if we never get Mark on the podcast, he'll have you beat.
Yeah, he'll have you beat.
I don't care about Mark. I don't know who Mark is.
I don't think you care about much at all right now.
Oh, okay. Well,
he'll be coming.
Coming back,
He'll be coming from Iraq to be on the podcast.
Well, he can have it if he comes from Iraq.
he can have the title. All right. So until next time, is he singing a song or are we just going to sing?
If you want to see if you got anything Christmassy on the computer there.
Yes, medical arts, pharmacy, both recommend. No, I told you we're going to tell you why I'll stop to see our friends.
I hope Christine's
driving. Yes, I believe Christine is driving.
Folks, every day keep heading our way. Why don't you come on along? Medical arts, pharmacy.
Wow. Lord. What the hell? Wow.
I think he sung the song for me.
That was a good one.
Well, then, Steve,
say goodnight.
Duke of Earl.
Steve, say goodnight.
Duke of Oil. Oil.
Steven.
Duke of Oil. Oil. Good night.
That was TJ's first song that he played and got a call from his manager at WHSC. Good night.